This is the Tiger 102.75.
Future Forward Party leader Tanaton Juangungurungut yesterday announced he was ready to become the Prime Minister and highlighted the campaign Thailand 2X that promised equality amongst Thais and make the country fit to compete with others. The party launched its grand opening and vision announcement after the Election Commission approved its registration application last Friday. Future Forward now has legal status as a political party. They stress they will field candidates in all 350 constituencies and that they're here to stay for the long term. They said that although the NCPO had delayed the election several times, the Future Forward party leader believed the election would take place early next year following the junta's latest promise. He says that as excitement about voting builds over the country in the past couple of months, the regime would not be able to explain another postponement of the election to the people. With billionaire Tanaton as its leader, the Future Forward party is coming under criticism as just another rich man's party, comparable with Thaksin Shinawatra's Thairak Thai or Pur Thai parties. Thailand's famous crime buster Surachat Hakpan, also known as Big Joke, has been welcomed to his new job as the head of Thai immigration during a ceremony yesterday. He kicked off with some tough words, promising action against visa agent rip-offs and officers taking tips under his new command. He says he's determined to stamp out paper bag payments and that no tip signs would be going up at immigration centres around the country. He's also claimed he'll add 1,000 new staff in immigration to improve efficiency. On the top of his list, he says, are agents who rip people off for visas. And a 2-metre crocodile has been caught in a mangrove forest in Klong Tom Krabi, whilst another crocodile was sighted at the same time. A 36-year-old said, "Last night my friends and I went to search for shrimps in a local mangrove forest. We were very shocked after we saw the reptile's eyes in the water. We realized that it was a crocodile. It took about 3 hours for the four of us to catch it. We brought the crocodile back home and informed the village headman." The crocodile's now been taken to the Research and Development Center in Nakhonsi, Tamarat. You can see photos of the four very brave men and the poor old 1.8-metre crocodile at thetiger.com. Government figures are shrugging off growing calls for four cabinet members to resign after having joined a new political party that's regarded as pro-junta. Politicians say it's unfair for the ministers to remain in power, pointing to a potential conflict of interest in the run-up to the general election. Deputy PM Somkid Jatosipatak yesterday said he didn't think the four cabinet members would have an advantage over other political competitors whilst remaining in power. He added that the government was being scrutinised in many ways. Somkid, who heads the government's economic team, says the law does not prohibit ministers who become politicians from retaining their positions. He said, like in the past, caretaker ministers could still run the country in the run-up to the election. He added that the four ministers who are members of his economic team are well qualified for their jobs and determined to serve the country. The finance ministry's plan to collect an extra 2 baht from every cigarette packet sold to fund the universal healthcare scheme has been met with scepticism by public health experts. The universal healthcare scheme offers most types of medical services to about 48 million Thais for free, with an annual budget of more than 160 billion baht. But expenditure is expected to rise steeply as the scheme, touted as one of the world's best, seeks to expand the benefits to people in the face of increasingly advanced medical technologies and the fact that Thailand's becoming an aged society. The plan to levy an extra 2 baht per cigarette packet is expected to raise an additional 3 billion baht per year for the scheme. And four Chinese nationals who allegedly defrauded fellow Chinese of 5.4 billion yuan, that's about 27 billion baht, before fleeing to Thailand, have been arrested by the Immigration Bureau. The four suspects are all aged between 33 and 43. They were accused of each having opened a finance or trading company in China and luring people to invest in them. This from the newly appointed Commissioner of the Immigration Bureau, Police Major General Surachat Hakpan. The four managed to entice large investments from customers who hoped to gain high dividends from their shares in the companies. After that, the suspects closed down the firms and fled to Thailand with the money, according to police.